This week's Cotton Newsline is Five Cuts. All cuts are Keith Minchie, Manager of Science and Environmental Issues for the National Cotton Council. Cut 1, coming in 3, 2, 1.
So EPA came out with this rule in order to clarify the issue. Well, the rule was taken to court by the environmentalists, ag groups, some of the manufacturers as well, countersued, and this is how we wound up in the Sixth Circuit Court of Appeals under the name of National Cotton Councils versus EPA.
Cut 2, coming in 3, 2, 1.
They did not agree with EPA and believe that these particular types of applications did require what's called NTDES permits, is the way that they regulate under the Clean Water Act. So the council, as well as other groups, had requested the Sixth Circuit to rehear this. They refused. We asked for the Supreme Court to review it. We were denied there as well with no explanation.
Cut 3, coming in 3, 2, 1.
The court did stay their mandate for 2 years, so the effective date is not until April 9th, 2011. Now, what came out was a draft permit, and EPA is opening this for public comment. They're going to have public hearings around the country, Albuquerque, Boston, Washington, D.C., Boise, Idaho, as well as a webinar, and public comments can also be submitted by July 19th. And what they're planning on doing then is coming out with a final permit in December, in preparation for the April effective date.
Cut 4, coming in 3, 2, 1.
That is only those pesticide applications on, into, or near water. So they've identified 4 activities that they believe are going to require these permits: mosquito control, any type of pesticide applied directly to a water to control algae or aquatic weed, forest canopy control, pest control, and any kind of pesticide applications to control animal species. So they're the 4 categories. Now, they have made it quite clear that the Clean Water Act already exempts stormwater runoff from farms as well as irrigation return water. So from that perspective, agriculture will not be impacted. They've also said that they are not considering spray drift under this scenario.
Cut 5, coming in 3, 2, 1.
Our concern has always been not necessarily what this permit is going to do or impact agriculture, but what is going to happen in the future, since the court has now unprecedentedly made nozzles a point source in their decision. What future types of litigation is going to broaden the scope of this Sixth Circuit decision that could impact production agriculture?